And as you relinquish, we move right in, Durward.
You're ready with the song, I presume?
I presume I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
You're ready.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only two for tea, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only whoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much, got the skin of love to touch, got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. For you've got the love I need so much. You got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodbye. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on.
A brief moment here now, and a moment which should prove highly profitable to you, I really feel.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting chew. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Bing, do you know what takes my fancy right now?
What's that?
Well, it's a song called What Takes My Fancy.
Well, if it takes your fancy, it takes my fancy, Rosie.
Well, let's do it then.
Would you like it plain or fancy?
Fancy.
Well, I'll be swacked and pickled in moonshine. You ain't such an ornery cuss.
Well, I'll be piped and peddled for coal. All you ain't such a gloomy old Gus.
Well, I don't want to give you no ideas, but you might not make a bad wife. Cooking grub and tinning up dieties.
Hold on, Grandpa, not on your life. Them what treats me girly has to find out early. In my mama's litter, I'm the independent critter. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy, I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy?
Well, that ain't no crime. That there's what keeps me young and prancy. What takes my fancy, I do all the time.
Well, bless my boots and paddle my britches if you ain't the sociable type.
Oh, well, who can and owls and suffering polecats if we ain't a similar stripe.
Don't let this unravel your undies, but you might not make a bad room. All cleaned up for company Sundays.
Now hold on, sis, you're sealing your doom. Here's a tip I'll give you. Partnership I'll give you. But you ain't promoting me from my protective coating. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy? I likes to do. And when it comes to things romancy, what takes my fancy ain't the likes of you. I likes to do what takes my fancy. What takes my fancy?
I likes to do. And if it makes my pockets fatter, it doesn't matter who I do it to.
We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy? That ain't no yarn. If folks objects to how we acts up, what gets their backs up, ain't no skin off on. We likes to do what takes our fancy. What takes our fancy, that ain't no crime. And if it keeps us young and prancy, what takes our fancy? We do all the summer,
winter, spring, or fall,
the whole darn tootin' time. Ah, Rosie, if music be the food of love, play on.
That's a mighty poetic statement. But music isn't the only food of love.
Oh, no? What other captivating comestible do you have in mind?
Why, Rye Crisp crackers, of course.
Yeah. What's Rye Crisp got to do with love?
Well, it's ideal for ladies who love to watch their weight and keep a lovely figure.
Then our ever-loving Rye Crisp is indubitably a love feast for calorie counters.
Sure. Shape up with Rye Crisp. It's the original and only rye cracker that contains 21 calories in a whole double cracker, so it fits into everyone's diet plans.
Well, in that case, let me offer my own Rye Crisp Tastemonial.
Tastemonial?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Why not? Besides being low in calories, Rye Crisp tastes great. It's 100% whole grain rye in its most munchable, crunchable form.
Mm. You're making me hungry.
Patience, girl. Stand by. After the show, there'll be candlelight, Rye Crisp, and violin.
I'd rather have Rye Crisp and cheese.
Tear a star from out the sky, and the sky feels blue. Tear a petal from a rose, and the rose weeps too. Take your heart away from mine, and mine will surely break. My life is yours to make. So please keep the spark away. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me.
You know, a hostess who is lucky enough to live in Washington, D.C., can now throw a very stylish party without ever actually knowing very many stylish or important people. Did you know that?
Huh. How can you throw a stylish party without knowing any stylish people?
Well, they have a thing in Washington called You Rent a Cocktail Party Crowd.
Hey, how about that? What next? Oh,
this sounds like the very end, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's very convenient for hostesses. This You Rent a Crowd gag because the service provides people who arrive for the first half hour of the cocktail party. Because, as we all know, none of the invited guests come that early.
Oh, I see. You get an immediate crowd right away. The party starts on time.
Startling innovation, huh?
Makes sense.
Also, you see, in Washington, they supply people who wear sashes and all sorts of medals and decorations and saris, native costumes and beautiful evening gowns. And then they all talk about world affairs, politics.
Drop names? And...
Yeah, oh, sure. Discuss things in various languages. It's just about as stylish as you can imagine.
You know, this seems to me like a brilliant idea.
I like it.
And another thing about your rent-a-crowd is that as your regular guests arrive, the rent-a-crowd group just disappears.
Can't mingle, huh?
No, 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 not
that. Might roll a few feet.
Even with the saris and stuff. And then all your regular guests wonder who all those distinguished people were. You know, a lot of them have never seen such a thing, and they're actually very impressed.
Certainly, this rent-a-crowd is the most civilized idea. What a way, too, to brighten up a party, huh?
What an air of mystery about the whole thing. All those distinguished people with the turbans and the saris and the sashes, the medals.
Decorations. It's just the end, I think. You know, I see one fault, though, with this rent-a-crowd deal.
I don't see any fault. They come early and they leave early.
Well, that's for the typical party, but I have a hunch that this rent-a-crowd group works several parties a day and an evening,
you
see.
The central casting.
Yeah, one party isn't enough, so my thought is that if you call up and rent a crowd, be sure to specify that you want them early. Get them while they're fresh.
Why?
Why? If you get a rent-a-crowd group for a later party and they've attended two or three parties before yours, you know what I mean? Are you with me? They're apt to be a bit boisterous by that time.
Maybe too many parties, too many drinks.
A little bombed, yeah. Very boisterous. In fact, maybe a bit disheveled. Some of them come in with a sash dragging or a turban over one eye, you know.
Or with medals pinned on his coattail.
So you know what you want to do, folks. Get your rent-a-crowd early. You don't want to have people barging in who are incoherent, you know. Might even get a little riotous after a round of reception. Start a beef. So always demand an absolutely fresh crowd. Tell the lady at the desk you want them first.
Well, you
rent a crowd, yeah.
I think I'll insist that the seal not be broken.
Yeah, that's an idea. Have them arrive sealed and guaranteed that they haven't been to a party that day.
When I order my crowd, I'm going to see if I can get them vacuum packed.
You can't be too careful. That's a good idea. When you invite a crowd of strangers to your house, you got to watch it. You don't want them to tear the joint down or anything. It's just little precautions what's needed. You got to think before you give a party. That's what makes a party, really, the thought that you put into it. Don't you agree?
You're entirely right. It's nice to have an analytical fellow like you around, Bing.
He's a brain, isn't he?
Oh. You're
both so sweet, really you are. I sing, too, you know.
Oh, I'm glad to know that. Next time I rent a crowd, I'm going to include you in it.
Can I go? Well, I go with one of the early group.
Yeah.
That's a promise.
I do card tricks, you know.
I'll remember you, too, Ken. Okay, Mr. Crosby, do you want to sing that song now?
It's an audition? Okay, I'll be happy to.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. I want you to take good care of yourself, honey. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meats. Lay off sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from blended stuff when you're on a spree. Take good care. care of yourself. You belong to me. Tails are on nails or third rails. Get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Don't go out with college boys when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. Use those vitamins up on the shelf. And remember, you belong to me.
We could squeeze in another song before closing time, you know, Rosie. Are you interested?
I'll be glad to do the squeezing.
Fine, you sing then. I'll put the cat out.
She'll appreciate that.
I know, she loves to gad.
Don't we all? Shall we go, buddy?
I'm getting married in the morning. Dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper. Get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Boys, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me. Forgive me to the church on time. And if I'm dancing, roll up the floor. And if I'm whistling, me out the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass. And get me to the church, get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time. And if I'm dancing, roll up the floor. And if I'm whistling, me out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Feather and Tommy, call out the army. Get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church.
Until tomorrow, friends, Ken, Rosie, Buddy Cole, and I bid you adieu, with the hope that you'll pencil us in for tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Merriment in the morning. That's Arthur Godfrey time, House Party with Art Linkletter, The Gary Moore Show, and The Crosby Clooney Show. Every weekday morning at this CBS Radio Network location for elation. The day gets brighter, and chores seem lighter as these daytime stars give a litter of glitter to the morning's listening. Monday through Friday, here at your favorite CBS radio station. Join in the fun with one and all.